From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Luis Hernandez. Today is the first day of school in South Florida, and school districts are expecting hundreds, if not thousands, of Central American students to enroll in the coming weeks. This isn't the first time waves of new immigrants have come into the schools. It happened after the earthquake in Haiti in 2010 and the Mariel boatlift in the 1980s. But educators and advocates say these students are different. They're escaping violence. Many survived a deadly journey. Some have never attended school before, and many are traveling without their parents. WLRN State Impact Florida reporter John O'Connor looks at how schools are getting ready.
Jessica Gaspar was born in the U.S. and grew up speaking English at school, but something else at home.
Canjobal.
That's the Mayan language spoken by her Guatemalan parents. Jessica is 16. She's volunteering at the Guatemalan Maya Center in Lake Worth, helping new, young immigrants learn the basics, the ABCs, colors. She's helping them get ready for school in Palm Beach County.
I just want them to feel like they're wanted and not to be like afraid or anything. And hopefully they won't be put aside just because they're behind.
Schools across the country are expecting as many as 50,000 immigrants from Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador. More than 3,000 children have already been released to sponsors in Florida this year. Rachel Diaz is an immigration attorney. She describes a teenage client who fled Guatemala after his uncle was murdered. He joined his brother in Everglades City in Collier County.
His coyote left him in the desert. He ran around in the desert for 3 days, and finally he pressed that button and said, "Homeland, come get me."
When he thought he might die, her client called Homeland Security.
And I don't ask much of the story more than what people tell me, because there's things that they're not ready to share, and probably I'm not ready to hear either.
Last week, the U.S. Department of Education sent a reminder to school districts that they must accept immigrant students. Diaz says her client is 17 and has never attended school, and the Everglades City School has just one employee who speaks Spanish.
Our school could not adequately serve his needs.
Diaz reads a letter from the school recommending the student enroll in an adult education program instead.
In the letter, this person is very kind. So it wasn't the school that didn't want to help him. It was the school that just didn't know what to do with him.
Miami-Dade School Superintendent Alberto Carvalho says districts across Florida are dealing with a problem the federal government has ignored.
We should not be doing it alone. And we should not be the victims, or these children should not be the political victims of congressional inaction regarding this matter.
He says the federal government has a responsibility to make Central American countries safer and more prosperous. These students cost more than other students. In Miami-Dade, $1,959 more per year. That includes health screenings and social services.
This school has become more predominantly Hispanic.
Miami's Jackson Senior High School is a hub for Honduran immigrants in particular. Principal Carlos Rios says the school has added more than 120 Honduran students in the past 2 years.
Where 2 years ago was 65% Hispanic, and right now we're sitting at 72% Hispanic.
Most immigrant students are arriving as 14 or 15-year-olds in the ninth grade, he says. Rios is confident they'll graduate. He says it's harder if students come when they're 16 or 17.
I think the major concern here is some of these kids have been through a lot. We want to make sure that we're taking care of their basic needs. And they got to have shelter, they got to have food. I mean, you cannot educate a child if their basic needs aren't being met.
The big question, school leaders say, is just how many immigrants will show up. For State Impact Florida, I'm John O'Connor.
You can hear State Impact Florida stories every Monday on WLRN. To learn more about Florida's new math and language arts standards, check out the State Impact Florida website. From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Luis Hernandez.